say so, that's why.
I'm kidding, but you really need to listen to this with headphones, though.
If you can't right now, you really need to stop this file and come back to it when you can. It might get a bit
embarrassing if anyone were to hear this.
And I'm not out to embarrass you. Far from it, actually. So, stop right now if you have to. If not, sit back and keep working. Well, if you can, that is. And just listen. Okay? Good. Now, I want to just talk to you, you know? And I want you to let me know that you're listening. I don't want you to tell me, though. Just give me a nod and a smile right now, and I'll know. I'll see you putting your earphones on for my desk, and when you signal, I'll know that you're listening. I want to know that you're listening, because I know what's coming. And I want to watch you while you listen to me, while you try to act like you're still working, still doing what you should be doing at work. But I'll know. I'll know that your mind will be somewhere else. Somewhere better. Somewhere exciting. With me and my words. And I want to see what that does to you. How that makes you react. How it makes you feel. You might squirm. Hey, you might even come. But there's a rule, okay? Just one. One small, simple rule. You cannot, even for a second, touch your cock. I know, you're at work. Others are at work too, and you'd never touch yourself like that out in the open. But you're gonna want to. Ugh. Fuck. I'm gonna want to. I'm gonna have to control myself too, baby, as I glance over and see you. But I'm serious. No touching. Not for you. Not just now. Just listen, okay? And try. Just try to get through this without touching that gorgeous cock. Okay? Good boy. Now, I recorded this, I started recording this to send you as, you know, like a little tease. Just a little file to keep your spirits and your cock up for me while we work. I got the idea from that porn that we watched. The one in the office where the guy, like, fucking drenched her face with his comb. You know the one. You don't remember? That's so weird. You don't remember fucking plastering my face with your cum right after? Yeah. That jogged your mind, didn't it? But, I remember she left him a note, you know, at the start, telling the guy how much she wanted to fuck him right there where they worked. And, well, my mind started wandering, and I thought I'd have some fun, you know? And just kind of give you some fun. Give you something to think about and squirm about while we work. I mean, I was just gonna send a voice message to your phone, but, well, we started all this here, at work, right? I'm sure you remember, when you came for me, here at the office. Yeah, you came so fucking hard for me. I know you remember. I think about it all the time. Here, while I watch you typing away. It gets me so fucking horny thinking about it. And everything we've done since then, too. That's what I want to talk about. Yeah. While you sit there at your desk, trying to keep control, trying to appear normal, as though everything is normal. I want to talk about us, and you, and what we do, and what I want to do, and, well, I'll get to that later, but I promise, if you keep listening, I'm gonna fucking love this, and so are you, okay? There might even be a little reward too, baby, just for you. If you listen and do as I say, you might just get that reward. I know you want it. I know you've wanted it since we met. Wanted it so bad. So bad, it almost hurts. And you'll have it. Just what you want. And I want it too. That's why I know you'll get it. You're gonna listen, and listen good. And do as I say, just like always. And when you do, and only when you do, you get your reward. I love how good you are. How willing you are. I love how I only have to say something once and you just do it, you know? Like when I tell you not to come. I know I don't really say it a lot, but I fucking love having you come. But when I can see that you're close, when I'm riding you, fucking you, grinding my hot, wet pussy down on you, and I tell you not to come, tell you to just hold on. Hold on to that big load. Just until... and I can see that you want to come. Yeah, and I can see that you want to fuck that cum right into me as I thrust down on you. And you don't. You don't come. Not until I say so. And I fucking love that. Yeah. Not like in a psycho, overly controlling way. No, you know what I mean, baby. You know that if I get what I want, I make it so much better for you too. You see? I know what you want, babe. I know that you just need a little bit of direction and guidance to get the most out of it. And I fucking love that you go with it too. I really do. It shows how good we are. How good you are. How strong you are for doing it. That's right. Not every guy can let themselves go with it. Not every guy could give themselves to me. Not like you. Not every guy would get so much of what they want. That they need. That they fucking love to, baby. Like I said, just listen, do as I say, and you'll get exactly what you want. Okay? So, back to the real reason for this. To tell you how I feel about you. To tell you how I feel about your body, your face, your smile, and most of all, your cock. And I know how it makes you feel when I talk like this. I'm gonna love watching you listen too. I love to watch you. To watch you squirm. To watch you just sit there. Lurking into the distance while you stroke. You didn't know that, did you, baby? I've seen you. Playing, fondling, stroking that cock when you think I'm in the shower.
And, like, looking all surprised as I walk in and find you all flustered and still hard.
Oh, I don't watch for long, though, baby. You see? You and that lovely, thick cock are always on my mind. Like, always. And when I see you getting all worked up like that, I can't leave you to it, can I? I like watching you. But I like playing with you. So much more. I'm already so fucking hot for you. You know that. But when I see that cock and your face turn to flesh as you play with yourself, I can only watch for like a minute or so. And then you're all mine. You and that cock. All fucking mine. Aww. Are you all hard for me right now, baby? I fucking hope so. You don't want me to have to come over there and make you hard, do you? You'd like that, wouldn't you? Yeah. To have me put down my work, glance over you, slowly raise a finger to my mouth and bite it. Get up out of my chair slowly as I walk over you and walk over to you. Maybe I drop my pen right beside you and then I slowly bend to pick it up, shooting you a quick glance as I bend, my skirt riding up my thighs, showing you my ass. You'd like that, baby? Yeah? You'd fucking love it. And so would I. I love making you hard. Love it. More than anything. You. And that rock hard cock. That's what I love. And that's what you're gonna give me. That's right. You're gonna give it to me. You're gonna give me everything. All of you. All of your cock. And you're gonna keep giving it to me. You love giving it to me. And you're not gonna stop. Not until I say so. Your cock. Your big, strong, straining cock. I can almost feel it. Yeah. Right now as I talk. I can almost taste it. As it grows and throbs and twitches. God, I love it. I just fucking love it. Your cock. The weight points. Right in the air. The veins almost popping out, glistening as your pre-cum starts to flow. How it curves, oh, so slightly back towards you. How it feels in your pants, in my hand, in my mouth, in my pussy. I fucking love it. And it's all mine. God. I'm getting wet right now talking like this. Thinking of you squirming at your desk, listening to me, thinking of me. Of me stroking you. Of me sucking you. And fucking you. Fuck. I can't wait. I really can't wait to get you all to myself. all alone. You know, just you, me, and your cock. Ugh, the things that we could do. Okay, let me tell you what we're gonna do. What I'm gonna do. You just sit back, okay? And keep working. Well, just keep looking like you're working. And listen up. And, well, if you're as turned on as I am right now, as you listen to this, you really need to keep those hands away from your cock, okay? Good boy. I want to turn you on, but I don't want you getting fired now, do I? Okay, here's what I want. I want you to fuck me. Okay, here's what I want. I want you to fuck me. I know, we fuck all the time, but this time, it's different. I want you to go straight home after work, hit the shower, and get yourself naked. On the couch, not on the bed. And when I get there, I want you to let me in, naked. I'm gonna be naked too. Soon enough, I'm gonna sit you down on the couch, then strip for you. Not slow, fast, hungry, and hurried. Then I'm gonna go down to my knees and crawl to you. No words, just crawl right over to you and take you deep in my mouth. I'm gonna suck that cock just as you like it. Deep, slow. At first, I'm gonna cup your balls and start to gag as your cock grows bigger in my mouth. And I'm gonna moan and groan as I suck you, feeling you getting bigger and stronger for me. Just when you think that this couldn't get any better and your cock starts to twitch, I'm gonna stop. I'm gonna let go of that thick, strong cock, look you straight in the eye, and climb on top of you. I'll moan as you enter me, slowly, at first. Then I'm gonna move my hips and my ass as I start to grind and ride deep down on your cock, your hard, swollen cock. As I start to speed up, to ride you harder, my clit starts to tingle, but I don't want that yet. Not yet. I'll climb off you and kneel, my ass in the air, slowly shaking as I tell you to fuck me. Fuck me from behind. That's it. You're gonna fuck me. And you're gonna fuck me hard and fast. You're gonna grab onto my hips and drive that cock in and out of me as if you're fucking possessed. Yeah, possessed by lust, by desire to fuck me. As my legs start to quiver, I stop you again. You don't get to come. Not yet. I lay back and reach down to my aching and soaking pussy and rub my juices all over me, getting myself ready for the final act. I'm gonna look at you straight in the eye again and give you that reward. That reward that you've been yearning for, that I've been yearning for too. And right at that moment, I'm gonna tell you, beg you, order you to fuck me deep, really fucking deep. I don't think you understand just how much of your cock I want inside me. Just how much of you I want buried in me. Fuck, I want you, and I want you bad. Maybe I'll ask you to be gentle at first, but I want you to look at me. Look me in the eye as you start to thrust. And you'll know. I'm gonna set the speed for you. Building it up. Building us both up. When I feel my legs start to shake, I'll wrap my legs around your body, ordering you to thrust into me deeper. And it's gonna feel so fucking good. As my clit starts to harden and my eyes start to roll, I'm gonna yell at you to fuck me, to fucking let yourself go and pound me as hard as you can with that cock. And as I finally let go and explode around you, I'm gonna tell you to come inside me, deep inside me. I'm gonna tighten my legs around you, begging for you to not let go and fucking come for me, with me, in me. Fuck. I want this so bad. And you are going to love it. Well, I hope this helped you to have a good day at work. I can just imagine you sat there, all hot and bothered, as you pretend to type away. I hope nobody saw you. Apart from me, that is. And, well, I hope you had a good time listening to me, too. Did you? Did you have a good time? Did you come? I'd love it if you did, baby. Make sure nobody sees if you did, okay? Even if you didn't, you will. You're gonna come, baby. All for me. Now, be a good boy and get back to work. Give me a little wave. Oh, I'll be watching. Just, you get back to work for now, okay? And remember everything that I said. Tonight, baby. Tonight, you are all mine. Bye for now.